ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। इन दिस टू एंड हाफ डेज और थ्री डेज ऑफ लिसनिंग टू स्पिरिचुअल इनपुट्स, लिसनिंग टू अ लॉट ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग हाउ वी कैन अप्लाई दिस स्पिरिचुअल अंडरस्टैंडिंग और राजयोग इन आवर डेली लाइफ, आई एम श्योर अ लॉट ऑफ इंटरनल रिफ्लेक्शन मस्ट बी हैपनिंग। Some of you must be leaving today and some of you are going tomorrow. So when you go back, what has to be done is something which you must be reflecting on, creating a plan for yourself, because there's a lot of investment of your time which you have given for this opportunity to explore spirituality, understand Raj Yoga, and now you need to use that understanding, reap the fruits of your investment of time. A lot of important things you left behind and came here, managed and were able to spend this time. And so that was a lot of somewhere planning which you did. And so now we need to move further and see how we can use all this understanding in our daily life. Because then we will start experiencing the benefit which you see people around you experiencing. Yesterday, some of you would have attended the session in the late evening also, after dinner, and you heard these volunteers sharing their experiences, who are from your world, no? World of work and responsibilities, family. There are many brothers and sisters, actually most of the brothers and sisters who come to the Brahma Kumaris are from the family. And so many of us sisters who are dedicated also are because our parents came. Our mother came, our father came, and today we are here in a different role. And so we find that it's the regular students, the family brothers and sisters, they use this spiritual understanding in their daily life. The aim of Brahma Kumaris is, you must have seen many times sisters wearing this badge, and there is this picture of Lakshmi Narayan. And you must be having a question, no? That they talked about meditation and they said that we should remember the incorporeal supreme, the point of light. Yesterday very beautifully we saw how I, the light, sitting in front of the supreme light and allowing the supreme light's energy to fill within me and then I radiating it to the world. So that's the accurate method of Raj Yoga. And then why is this image of deities with them? And many places here also you must have seen the picture of Lakshmi Narayan. And so that is our aim object, the aim object of the spiritual university, to create a life full of happiness and joy, like Lakshmi Narayan, family life. Grahas ashram ban jaye. Grahas jeevan jarur hai, lekin ashram hai. Isliye ashram mein, आध्यात्मिक स्थान में जाने की आवश्यकता महसूस होती है. गृहस्थी आश्रम बन जाए, द फैमिली लाइफ बिकम्स सो पीसफुल, सो हैप्पी, सो डिवाइन, सो प्योर. लक्ष्मी नारायण इन फैमिली लाइफ, बट वर्शिप फॉर दी, यस, व्हेन वी सी अ पिक्चर ऑफ एनी डेटी, स्पेशली लक्ष्मी नारायण, आवर हार्ट्स बो डाउन. And so there are some mythological stories about some deities having a different lifestyle, but that little clarity will come when you go back to your centers and continue the Raj Yoga meditation course. But still we see the deities as an image of divine virtues which are being used in their daily life, family life. And so most of our teachings, and I mean all the understanding, is for working and family life. Even we are living in a family life. You may feel the sisters have left their families, no? Ours is a bigger family. Nahi? Kitna bada? Ishwarya parivar. If you see the family in Gyan Sarovar, as Shivani Ben was saying, again next week we have guests. She'll be coming again and staying back. And so we have so many guests coming every day, so many visitors, family coming every day, such a big family. So staying together, 200 brothers and sisters, some little issues will be there of understanding of sanskar, milan, which we say. And so we have a family. Only thing, the perspective is different. It's a spiritual family. It's God's family. And so we are binded with His love, His teachings, you know. At this similar time, we have a discourse going on up. It could be up or it could be in the training center. And that is the source, the teachings which are actually guiding our minds, guiding our thought processes in a form of unity. So all of us being guided by one, remembering one, doing service for one, and enjoying all experiences of benefit, satisfaction, contentment from one. Sare adhikar ek se hai. Sari praptiyan ek se hai. Sara karya ek ke liye hai. Ek ki shrimat par chalne wale. And that's why such a big family, still together. And it's not that there are no issues. There are issues. And yet as Shivani Ben was sharing, that it just takes one person to solve, to shift the situation. Yes. And that one situation, that one person always takes that initiative. And so every day in our regular spiritual discourse, which we lovingly say as Murli, which is a flute of knowledge, which has been shown by Krishna, playing the flute of knowledge, and all the gop gopikas merging in the love of Krishna, in the happiness of listening to the tune, which is divine. And here it is knowledge, which is godly, you know, versions. This divine sharing is knowledge. And each soul experiencing a personal connection with the Supreme Father, where He is guiding me. So every soul becomes that gop-gopika who connects with the Supreme personally. And that's why you must have seen a picture in bhakti, which is called the Maharas. And Krishna and Radha shown in the middle, dancing together. But we have every gopika with whom? Krishna. So everyone having a personal connection with the Supreme. Each one of you has? Yes, with God we have a personal connection. Yes, surely. And so each one of us here also, when we listen to that Murli, we have that personal experience of God talking to me, sharing this spiritual understanding to me. So one is at the general level, He shares a lot of inputs which are available. Yet through the regular spiritual study, through this Murli, there is a personal signal, a personal divine sharing, touching, sometimes pulling our ears. So maybe yesterday in my center where I would be staying and maybe taking care of some responsibility, and so at a daily level I'm sharing with responsibility with my sisters over there, the brothers are also there, and so there maybe I had given an instruction which was maybe not followed, or maybe I had shared some idea which was not accepted and someone said something. And then I didn't like it and I was a little upset. And so today's morning discourse will talk about that. And very lovingly the Supreme will tell us that, okay, so you allow the situation to become the master. No? And so that little sanskar of being affected immediately comes. And then very lovingly He will remind us that you are the image of support for others. And so you don't need to seek any support. And so every day's daily inspiration or daily sharing, daily motivation, daily guidance daily management, you know, tips for our daily life are received. And that's how we are able to enjoy a Rajyogi lifestyle. So mostly the method is actually clear to you because we have practiced it in every session. So more than the method, it's the practice which is important. But still, let's have a little clarity. It's like, you know, when you learn driving, at your young age, you must have gone to the driving school. Some of you would have learnt it from your, you know, maybe elder sibling or maybe uncle or aunt or maybe parent. And yet some of us who go to the driving school and then they guide us. And so there are these steps which they guide us with. And once we have the license and then we start practicing. And today after years of driving, do you need to remind yourself of the steps which you learnt? At the driving school, do you actually remember what were the steps? So today what has happened? What is driving to you? Unconsciously actually. And maybe in the beginning when we just immediately after that license we started practicing, we had to put so much of effort, no? Attention of the car which is coming in front or the bicycle or maybe in Mumbai there are these rickshaws which just come in front immediately. And so we have to be careful of them. And yet at that time maybe someone was with us, supporting us. We asked them to sit with us so that we are more confident. And maybe they are, you know, somewhere not confident themselves and they are reminding us again and again, see that car there, or see that rickshaw there. And they create more pressure and so we tell them, okay, just relax, I'm driving. And sometimes some of them, you know, they have a story to share and they are sharing with us and we say, well, maybe after I drive I'll listen to you. Or maybe they are offering something which they brought to eat and we'll say, after I drive we'll eat together. We'll enjoy that ice cream together. And that time we feel all our attention is needed to drive. And after some time, after some years, what has happened? In Mumbai, we find people rushing to work in the morning. And they have their breakfast with them, a sandwich or something with them, which they've not been able to complete. They sit in the car, they open, you know, their music. They listen to some music or maybe some spiritual discourse also. Sometimes Shivani Ben or some other discourse, and they start driving, but they're also talking to someone at office, trying to plan something throughout the day, or maybe taking a feedback. Yes? So they are planning, talking, they're eating their breakfast, they're listening to a discourse, listening to something good, and they're driving. Yes? Together? All of that together? Why? Because of regular practice. And so once you start practicing Rajyoga meditation regularly, every hour, every activity where you don't need your complete attention and complete focus. In the beginning, maybe when you're drinking your cup of tea, when you're drinking your glass of water, when you're eating your food, when you're moving from one office to the other, happens. Yes, traveling. In Mumbai we have a lot of travel time. Yes, so traveling from one place to the other, so many daily activities where you actually don't need your time. And so maybe if you're meeting people, one person has left the office, you're meeting someone else, another meeting planned, and just before that. Yes. And so we find that this Rajyoga meditation, if you see the method, it talks about Raj Yoga. Raja means the king and yoga comes from the word yuj. Yuj means connection. Connection of whom with whom? Now we know that very well. Connection of whom? Of I, the soul, with the Supreme. My parent, my loving father, mother, my friend, my beloved, different relationships, because that makes it feel close. and then we can enjoy that closeness. So we find that connection which makes us the king. At childhood, our parents called us Raja Bacha. Called us, each one of us? Yes. And so the Supreme every day calls us Raja Beta. That is the soul becoming a king. Why? I am a king of my life. I am a king of my self, my inner organization, my organization of my mind, my intellect, my sanskars, this inner organization. Each one of us is managing their external organization, at least the family. Yes. And still professionally you're managing your organization, one more than that also. And this inner organization, there am I the boss? So becoming the boss there again, becoming the leader, becoming the king. And then the king of my physical costume, the physical world, yes, the master, very naturally and lovingly. Not controlling, but being able to guide my physical sense organs lovingly. And so I become the master. And so that is why it's called Raj Yoga, becoming the master. And we find that this beautiful connection of the Supreme with the Supreme makes us the master of both these important worlds. The world, the inner world of the inner self, and the world of my physical world and the other worlds, yes. My responses, my maybe perception of every situation. We saw how no one can enter these worlds. We saw that yesterday very clearly. No one can enter that world. I am the master. So every day when I am connecting with the Supreme, the mind, the intellect is becoming more and more powerful. The mind becomes more powerful so that it can change those negative, waste and ordinary thoughts into powerful thoughts, into positive thoughts, into those unconditional positive thinking, because that's most important. And the intellect is cleansed every day. The intellect becomes more divine. We are filling spiritual intelligence in the intellect. We have a lot of intelligence in the physical world, the laukic world, for your work, for your profession. You're the best, you're the leader there. Yes? And so you have a lot of inside experience there. But spiritual intelligence is what the divine is filling with us, within us. So the intellect is absorbing that spiritual intelligence, reasoning it out, experimenting, experiencing, and then allowing it to become my sanskar, activating my original sanskars. So simultaneously, these three faculties are being empowered. And so automatically what I am thinking, feeling, my attitude, my maybe words, my communication, through vibrations first and then through words, and my behavior. That starts being value added, what I would like to. And then I become the master of my physical sense organs. They no longer disrespect me. They accept, they lovingly start listening to me. Now, what is the basis of Raj Yoga? The basis of remembrance of any person also, any relationship, which today we are very close, the basis of remembrance of a human being, of a relationship also, are these four things. First is knowing that person, understanding, having an introduction. Second is relationship with that person. Third is exchanging, sharing, and so there's love which is shared. Fourth is experiencing support. So maybe some of you would have met each other here on the first day, Thursday, and you would have come. Some of you would have come alone, so you have a room partner, whom you don't know. Maybe different profile also, different city. Yes? How many of you had such room partners? So you talked to them, you now got introduced to them, you shared with them. And now every time you saw them, you know that they are your room partner. There's a relationship now. And then some of you were able to have more conversations, sharings. And so now there is a closeness. And some of you would have been able to even have that relationship where you were able to support each other. So you, some of them keep in touch even when they go back. And you could be maybe of the same city or could be of different cities. And so we find in the same way the Supreme Father, knowing Him, is so important. So we always thought we knew God, surely we knew God in our own perspective, with our own experiences. But knowing God as He wants us to know Himself, as He introduces Himself. And that true introduction, Yathart Pariche, first of the self also, not only of the Supreme, but actually the first lesson is knowing the self. Pehle din humne kisko jana? Apne aap ko jana. And it was strange because when we ask ourselves this question, who am I on the first day, it was strange, no? It felt strange. Today when we ask ourselves after this, you know, daily inputs and a lot of sharing on this and all that, now it just makes it deeper. We also ask ourselves many times, who am I? You know, so it makes us feel closer to ourselves and the Supreme. And so knowing ourselves, knowing the Supreme, so important. And knowing how we can connect with Him. What is actually our method of connection? It's through our thoughts. It's through our feelings, through our vibrations that we are connecting with the Supreme. So introduction, second, my relationship with God. Yes? So I always remembered the Supreme, but seeing the Supreme as someone who is everything, because there are wonderful praises of the Divine. But I am someone ordinary. Aap malik hai, main to charno ki dhool hoon. So a lot of gap, yes? And here we understand that we are His children. We always spoke about Him as the Father, yes? Humne hamesha kaha param pita, paramatma. Lekin wo sambandh ko nahi joda. Here, we not only sing the praise of the Supreme as a father, mother, but experience each relationship, every relationship with the Divine, with the Supreme. Har sambandh ke sneh ka ras ka anubhav, sukh ka anubhav, prapti ka anubhav, sahyog ka anubhav, every relationship. I experience that love, that experience, that support, that companionship of every relationship. And He is the best. From our personal experiences, He's the best. Always the best doer, always the giver, not needing anything. And yet we find when we share that love with the Divine, we start experiencing God's love. I love God more or God loves me more? Yes. We have to match up to His love now, no? Yes. And God loves us more. That is why He has brought us here. That's also, your being here is also a signal of God's love. In some ways or the other, finally He has brought you here. And so we find that that experience of God's love in our daily life, every moment, is experienced. And God's love heals us. When we experience His love in meditation, in our daily love, we remember Him. We just keep talking to Him. You know, there's not just an official relationship where we can just need to sit down and remember Him. But it's our daily chatter with Him, chatting with Him. You know, when we chat with our friends. And so throughout the day, morning to night, we are chatting with Him. And we can still be digital detox can still be there. And so sharing with him, discussing with him, planning with him every moment. And so as we are connecting, we experience God's love in our daily life as support. Attainments are daily. Himmat e bachcha, madad e khuda. And this is not just words. Each one of us sitting here has had that experience. Yes? Yes? In our own unique way, we have understood that this situation, no one could have taken us across. Yes? And we knew that at that time it was only the Supreme. Yes, each one of us. Maybe consciously we don't maybe experience or maybe express or maybe acknowledge, but unconsciously we know. And we've talked about it as the universe, as a guidance or karma. It's okay. It's somewhere, His support, His love at a daily level. So each one of us, when you listen to the volunteers, if you interact with anyone, we have stories and stories of our sharings, of experiences of God. And you will start doing that, you know, sharing, talking, experiencing His companionship. And you will also have so many stories very soon of those attainments. And so I see myself, very, very important, I visualize myself as this beautiful light again and again. Because we saw from Balabhai that we do only what we see rather than what we hear. Yes? We do more easily what we see. Yes? So every morning, what have we seen in the mirror? Humne kya dekha? Ab to mirror ki zarurat nahi hai. Man mein bhi dekh rahe hain apne aap ko. Nahi? Design kar rahe hain apne aap ke liye koi dress, kuch something. Man se hi dekh rahe hain. Or mirror to hai hi, mobile dekhte rehte hain, nahi? So what are we seeing again and again? Our costume, no? Our costume. And who am I? Seeing myself again and again. The beautiful radiant light, the beautiful diamond, yes, flawless diamond. Most precious. Apne aap ko dekhte rehna, aur fir apne Pita ko dekhte rehna. So, being able to see the divine through the divine intellect, Gyan Yukta Buddhi, which becomes the third eye. So, the intellect becomes the third eye. That's why we use this word again and again in English. I see. Ab kya dekha? In aankho se to nahi dekha. Kisse dekha? Kisse dekha? Buddhi rupi chakshu se dekha. Buddhi chakshu ka kaam karti hai. Divya buddhi. And so seeing the divine again and again. So I reach the supreme world and I see the divine through my inner eye, through my intellect, which is now having the divine wisdom, and so it becomes this divine eye. So Paramatma ko bar bar buddhi ke chakshu se dekhna. Then that image remains within our mind and heart again and again. And so it becomes very easy to connect then. So, shuru mein thoda sa samay lagega. Koi bhi karya ke liye shuru mein thoda samay lagta hai. Hame chalne mein bhi, apne bachchon ko bhi jab humne chalaya to, a little baby which has started walking, did it just start jumping and running? Yes, did it do that immediately? No, for it to crawl also it took time. Yes? First it managed to crawl, then slowly, slowly with support. The loving support of its parents and loved ones, it started walking. And then when we gave it support again and again, till it started walking, we knew completely in that journey, we had complete faith and trust that the child will walk. Yes? No single doubt. Because this was normal. It was just a matter of time. And this child could be an Olympic runner. Yes? But the child who maybe future becomes an Olympic runner still had to put effort, and even the parents had to guide the child, support the child when it was starting to walk. I, the soul, need to support myself in this journey of meditation. I need to lovingly come back to soul consciousness. Man, buddhi, sara din usi chintan mein rahegi, jo hum soch rahe hain, jo hum isko bhojan de rahe hain. We saw the content, how it really actually impacts us. Whatever raw material is filled, that only is processed, that only product will be out. Yes? A manufacturing unit. You all have your own company, some of you. So whatever is your input, that only is going to influence the output. So man ko roz hum shuddh bhojan dete hain. Gyan ka. That really helps us in Rajyoga meditation. In the beginning, we lovingly guide it. Hum man ko baar baar bahut pyar se atmik smriti mein le aate. Wo yahan wahan chala jata. It's like that little baby which the mother is taking care of. And yes, fathers who are also mothers. So there's no question of a gender. It's just a role. Yes? So the mother playing, you know, is busy in so many responsibilities. And olden days, you find, when you didn't have this mobile, mother jo hai, bahut pyar se bacche ko bandh deti thi. Nahi? Aur rassi bahut lambi rakhti thi, taki wo bachcha khel kud kar sake, anand ka anubhav kar sake. Lekin jab wo us compound ke bahar jayega, ya wo us sthan ke bahar jahan uske liye safe nahi hai, रस्सी उसको खींचेगी. ऐसे ही हम सारा दिन मन को बहुत प्यार से, स्नेह से बार बार ले आते हैं. उसको स्पेस तो देंगे, वो चिंतन करता रहे, लेकिन जब वो व्यर्थ में चला जाए, when it moves into waste or negative, very lovingly, we will remind it, we'll bring it back. तो मन के साथ थोड़ा सा काम करना जरूरी है. प्यार है ना अपने आप के साथ, सेल्फ लव, तो अपने आप को थोड़ा समय देना होगा. बुद्धि से बार बार अपने आप को देखना होगा, परमात्मा को देखना होगा, उस ईश्वर के पास पहुंचना होगा. एंड सो वी फाइंड दैट रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम इज लाइक ऑर्गेनाइजिंग अ मीटिंग. आपने एक मीटिंग फिक्स की, तो मीटिंग फिक्स करने के लिए क्या करना होगा? आप रोज करते हैं, व्हेन यू गो बैक यू ऑलरेडी मे बी प्लान्ड सम. मीटिंग के लिए क्या करते हैं, फिक्स करते हैं तो जी वेन्यू, ओके, और टाइम और एजेंडा, द पर्सन, मे बी व्हाट इज योर कम्युनिकेशन, योर रिलेशनशिप, सो वेदर इट्स फॉर्मल इनफॉर्मल, लैंग्वेज, ओके, यस, सो एजेंडा एंड आउटकम एंड लैंग्वेज, मीटिंग विद द सुप्रीम. वेन्यू कहाँ है? यू वॉन्ट टू मीट समन एंड इट्स अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट डिस्कशन. मोस्ट ऑफ आर डिस्कशन एट वर्क आर इम्पॉर्टेंट. एंड सो डू वी ऑर्गेनाइज, इफ यूर इन अ कंपनी, डू यू ऑर्गेनाइज दैट मीटिंग इन द रिसेप्शन एरिया और इन योर मीटिंग रूम्स और योर पर्सनल ऑफिस? रिसेप्शन एरिया इज अ लिटिल ग्रैंड एंड इट्स वेरी बिग एंड इट्स ब्यूटिफुल, वाई नॉट देयर? यस, देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ coming and going, so you get distracted. The most beautiful venue that the Supreme calls us is His home, our spiritual abode. Yahan to aana jana hai hi, karobar hai hi, jimmewari hai hi, sambandh hai hi, hai na sara din. To Paramatma bahut pyar se kehta hai, mere paas aa jao, personal space, personal meeting room with Him, jahan shanti dham, mujh atma ka bhi स्वीट साइलेंस होम, माई स्पिरिचुअल अबोर्ड. और फिर एजेंडा, एजेंडा क्या होगा? यस, कनेक्ट एंड देन एक्सपीरियंस समथिंग. सो यू वुड हैव अ पर्टिकुलर एक्सपीरियंस ऑल्सो विच यू वॉन्ट. आज मुझे ये अनुभव करना है, तो वो अनुभव करेंगे और फिर वो परमात्मा आपको अनुभव कराएगा, वो शक्ति, वो गुण, वो शक्ति अनुभव कराएगा. तो एजेंडा क्लियर होना चाहिए. फिर साथ में हमने देखा और क्या, समय. द बेस्ट टाइम वुड बी श्योरली इन द मॉर्निंग, लाइक वी हैव बीन प्रैक्टिसिंग. वी हैव अदर देन दोज हू मेडिटेट, वी स्टिल हैव अ लॉट ऑफ यू नो पीपल नाउ गेटिंग अप अर्ली. वी हैव दिस 4 AM क्लब्स ऑल्सो. So we find that slowly that movement is moving better and better, and people realizing that once they get up in the morning, it's not only meditation, but their whole daily schedule gets sorted out. There's a lot of time which you can later give for your health also, for that exercise, for that pranayam, everything, you know, that gets sorted out. And you can spend that me time also, so much me time, you know. And so that morning time, so begin with the Supreme, and throughout the day, every time, every moment. Evening also, Brahma Muhurat Jitna Mahatvapurna Hai, Sham Ka Numa Sham, that also is a very, very auspicious time. Jab Bhakti mein, bahut sara kirtan, pujan us samay hota hai. Kehte hai, devtayin vihar karte hai, that evening time, maybe around 6:30, you know, up to 7:30, 8. And then sandhya ka samay, and night just before you sleep. Very important. The quality of your thoughts, we saw, just before you sleep will immediately influence your whole sleep, because they go in your subconscious mind, but also they decide the quality of your sleeps when you, quality of your thoughts when you get up in the morning. So you can already decide with what thoughts, feelings, emotions you want to get up in the morning. Yes. And so allowing yourself to enjoy those moments where you can surrender. Sare din mein kuch to kuch hua hai, jo hum deal nahi kar paaye, jo thoda bahut upar niche hua, unko de dena hai. Nishchint ho jana hai. Aur unse wo shakti le lena hai. Apne aap ko bhi pakka karana hai, unko bhi pyar se pakka karana hai. Ki kal saath aapko dena hai. Jahan gap hoga, aapko hi गैप फिल करना है, पूरा अधिकार प्यार से, और उसको सब कुछ सौंप देना है, और निश्चिंत होकर बहुत प्यार से उनकी गोद में सो जाना है. एंड सो वी फाइंड दिस सो इजी, जस्ट लाइक ऑर्गेनाइजिंग अ मीटिंग एंड देन द लैंग्वेज, हियर द लैंग्वेज, देयर मे बी इट्स द वर्ड्स, इट्स यू नो लैंग्वेज विच इज इम्पोर्टेंट, हियर इट इज द लैंग्वेज ऑफ योर थॉट्स. And most important, the language of love. Pyar ki bhasha, sneh ki bhasha. Sneh ka anubhav, vahan ek second mein jud jate hain. And so the steps actually, when in the beginning, which would be important, the first one is withdrawal. Man buddhi ko sametna. Being just in this moment. Being able to withdraw yourself from the outside and creating this moment for yourself, being just here. So withdrawing yourself from all those roles, responsibilities, relationships, your routine. वो सब कुछ बाह्य जगत में जो था, उससे अपने आप को disconnect करना, छुट्टी ले लेना. Break तो लेते ही हैं, अभ्यास से हमें. We keep taking breaks for some or the other reason. ऐसे ये break ले लेना. इसलिए मॉर्निंग टाइम बहुत इजी है, ब्रेक लेने की जरूरत नहीं है. मन वैसे ही वो शांति में है. वहां उस समय तो जागृत कौन है ब्रह्म मुहूर्त में? हु आर अवेक एट दैट टाइम? यस, दोज हु आर मेडिटेटिंग, दोज हु आर स्टडिंग, दैट्स द ओनली वाइब्रेशन विच इज देयर अराउंड यू. और इसलिए फिर सारे दिन में ये थोड़ा सा बाह्य जगत से समेटना होगा, और फिर we have to shift our awareness. Antar ki jagat mein to aa gaye, lekin shift your awareness gently from the outside, the image, the costume, to myself. From body consciousness to soul consciousness. So I see myself seated within this body, which is my car, which is my costume. So being able to see myself separate. So that's the second step of withdrawal. And we understand that that's very important, because हम देखते हैं withdrawal अर्थात जैसे अगर कोई electronic gadget होता है, कभी थोड़ा टूट फूट जाता है, so we have some or the other electrician in our house, inbuilt in house, और वो बहुत जल्दी से उसको ठीक कर लेता है. So when he actually repairs it, the two wires, you know, when they need to be joined together, he puts the tape around it. But before that, he removes the rubber. Yes? If he doesn't do that and he just joins those two, like maybe me, who a layman who doesn't know how to do it, I just join those two wires and put the tape, what happens? No connection. Maybe after some time it'll happen. After a few years of doing it again and again, it'll happen few times. No. The rubber needs to remove because the current only passes from the copper wire to the copper wire. Atma se Parmatma ko jodna hai. Parmatma se hi Atma ko shakti milni hai. Na mujhe apne deha rupi rubber ko yaad karna hai, na mujhe unka koi sakar swarup lana hai. Ye to kyunki hum swayam ko hi nahi jante the na. Humne swayam ko hi sharir samjha. Itne samay se accept kiya ki atma hai sharir mein. Uske liye kabhi na nahi tha. We always accepted that there is a soul. But main kaun hu? Sharir. Aisa tha na? Abhi bhi uska abhyas karna padega. Sharir ki smriti to natural hai. Hai na? Abhi bhi baar baar abhyas karna padta hai. So the more that we were aware of ourselves as a physical self, physical identity, we always were able to connect with the Supreme also. We always wanted to or was find out easy to connect with the Supreme at a physical level. Ab Atma ne ghar mein pravesh kiya, uski palna hui, ab us parivar mein Buddhism, Buddha dharm ki palna ho rahi hai. Ab us bachche ko jab sikhaya jayega ki Ishwar ko yaad karna hai, to kis swarup ko samne rakha jayega? बुद्धा का. तो उनके लिए उस समय जब बच्चे बड़ा होता है तो उसके लिए तो बुद्धा ही ईश्वर का स्वरूप है. भल ईश्वर नहीं भी है लेकिन ईश्वर का स्वरूप तो मानते हैं. ऐसे हर एक अलग अलग धर्म में क्या करेंगे, कोई ना कोई साकार स्वरूप. हिंदू धर्म में तो अनेक देवी देवताएं, तो कोई ना कोई साकार स्वरूप के माध्यम से ही हमने ईश्वर को याद किया, क्योंकि स्वयं को ही हमने साकार समझा. तो फिजिकल बॉडी कनेक्टिंग टू समवन इन अ फिजिकल बॉडी वॉज इजी, बट कनेक्शन नहीं हुआ. महसूस हुआ, वातावरण से शांति मिली, परमात्मा की समीपता का भी अनुभव हुआ. भजन कीर्तन द वाइब्रेशंस दे ऑलवेज मेड अस फील वेरी पीसफुल, वेरी क्लोज टू गॉड. बट व्हेन वी केम बैक इन आवर डेली लाइफ, आत्मा के अंदर शक्ति, आत्मा के अंदर वो शांति, आत्मा के अंदर वो पवित्रता अक्यूमुलेट नहीं थी, इसलिए वो यूज नहीं कर पाए अपने डेली कर्मा में, अपने रिलेशनशिप्स में. और आज तक हम जो देख रहे हैं वर्ल्ड, बॉडी कॉन्शियस ही रहा. बॉडी कॉन्शियस नहीं, अब तो 100% बॉडी कॉन्शियस. अब इसलिए परमात्मा बहुत प्यार से हमें रोज याद कराते हैं आत्मिक स्मृति का. तो वो फर्स्ट स्टेप बहुत बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. और उसके बाद फिर चिंतन, क्योंकि यहां कम्युनिकेशन इज थ्रू आर थॉट्स. सो द फिजिकल बॉडी डजंट नीड अ पर्टिकुलर पोस्चर एज यू मस्ट हैव सीन. सो इफ यू सिट डाउन क्रॉस लेग दैट्स ऑल्सो कंफर्टेबल इफ यू फील कंफर्टेबल. या पोस्चर शुड बी द बैक शुड बी अरेक्ट बिकॉज दैट्स द बेस्ट पोस्चर फॉर अ बॉडी ऑल्सो. तो वो रूप से पोस्चर बहुत अच्छा रहेगा अलर्ट रहने के लिए. लेकिन शारीरिक रूप में आपको जिस पोस्चर में अपने आप को स्थित करना है वो आपके कंफर्ट के रूप में. मन बुद्धि को पोस्चर देना है, मन बुद्धि को आत्मिक स्मृति का पोस्चर बहुत बहुत जरूरी है. सो जैसे वो शरीर को कमल आसन में बिठाते हैं, मन बुद्धि को कमल. कमल क्या है? न्यारा, कीचड़ से न्यारा है. कीचड़ में ही कमल, कीचड़ के बिना नहीं है. उसकी जड़ें कीचड़ में, इट्स रूट्स आर इन द मडी वाटर, इट टेक्स स्ट्रेंथ फ्रॉम देयर बट इट इज डिटैच्ड. सो ब्यूटिफुल, सो प्योर, वी ऑफर इट टू द डिवाइन. यस, सो प्योर. कमल के फूल पर एक भी बूंद नहीं होगी कीचड़ की. यस, so much utility. And so we find that that step of being able to withdraw and then chintan, atma ka chintan, who wants to meditate, with whom I want to meditate. Aur phir jaise humne dekha, sthan ka chintan, aur chintan karte karte, us sneh ke anubhav mein kho jana. When we start talking to our friend, some loved one, samay ke liye malum padta hai? Bachcho ko hum dekhte hain, chat karte hain, aap bhi. Hum jab apne friends ke saath baatcheet kar rahe hain, to pata padta hai? Just flow, no? Aise hi man jo hai, Paramatma ki us chintan mein, us conversations mein, kho jayega. Buddhi se hum unko dekhte rahenge. उनमें खो जाने का अनुभव, उनके साथ के सुखदायी अनुभव अनेक होंगे. और फिर थर्ड एंड फोर्थ आर एक्सपीरियंशियल स्टेप्स. फर्स्ट टू आर द एक्शन स्टेप्स और व्हाट आई हैव टू डू. सो आई हैव टू प्रैक्टिस दिस, आई हैव टू डू दिस. बट कॉन्सेंट्रेशन एंड रियलाइजेशन इज व्हाट आई विल एक्सपीरियंस स्लोली एंड स्लोली एज वी स्टार्ट मेडिटेटिंग रेगुलरली एवरी डे. Regularly, it's like again driving. I just got the license, and someone asked me, like in Mumbai, to move to the town, maybe 2 hours from here. Will I agree immediately? I say no. I really don't have practice. The traffic is not so good. I need some practice. Yes, and maybe I started practicing. Maybe a person who has just learned driving, an hour, maybe a month or so. Would you want him to drive you maybe 2 hours journey, like from Mumbai to Pune or somewhere like this? Yes? From here to Udaipur? Yes? Would you like him to drive you? No. Why? He has the license. Yes? No. Because he doesn't have so much of experience. So today if I ask myself that I should have that deep realization and complete transformation of my sanskars. So we find that it's not possible, no? Because experience is needed. And for experience, some people gain that experience just in a year also, maybe in 6 months also. They're very good because of their passion for driving. They love driving. Yes, you've seen such people. In the same way, the more you start enjoying meditation, experiencing that beautiful, loving connection with the divine, companionship with the divine, meditation becomes a way of life. And so we have a lot of spiritual powers which we experience. Sarvashaktivan ke saath yog hai. We'll come back. Sarvashaktivan ke saath yog hai. To sarvashaktiyan hamare andar samati jati hai. Ab wo kaun si shaktiyan hai? Wo hame dekhna hai. परमात्मा से हमें कौन सी शक्तियां प्राप्त होती है? तो बहुत सारी शक्तियां मिलती हैं, लेकिन कुछ शक्तियों को हमने, जो जेनरिक है, जो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है, उनको हमने स्पेसिफाई किया है. लेकिन इसके अलावा भी बहुत सारी शक्तियां हैं. सो लेट अस सी दोज पावर्स. देयर आर दीज टू स्पेशल पावर्स विच हेल्प अस टू हील रिलेशनशिप्स, द पावर टू टॉलरेट एंड द पावर टू अकोमोडेट. सहन करने की शक्ति और समाने की शक्ति, बोथ आर सिंबलाइज्ड इन नेचर. सहन शक्ति बाय दिस लिटिल इमेज ऑफ दिस ट्री, द चाइल्ड इज हिटिंग अ स्टोन एंड द चाइल्ड्स एक्सपेक्टेशन, अकॉर्डिंग टू द चाइल्ड्स एक्सपेक्टेशन द ट्री गिव्स फ्रूट. व्हाई डजंट द ट्री गिव बैक दैट स्टोन? Or maybe find another to give back a stone? No? Why? Yes? Nature always gives. Okay. That's its nature. Uska swabhav hai dena. Yes, it has only fruits. It doesn't have any stones. It knows that the more fruit it has, the more stones it has to bear. But it only gives fruits. I give what I have. What I have accumulated. What I have activated. So what sanskaras, what virtues, what qualities I have activated, accumulated, I use them naturally, I give. Also, there is a lot of logic which the Supreme guides us with every day. And he tells us that whenever a person is in any negative state of mind, we have already seen those left hand emotions and the right hand emotions. So we have to tolerate a person only when his emotions are from where? Left hand. And so we have our personal experience that every time we have those emotions, what happens at that time to our state of mind? I remember we had a program in Mumbai in a school, and I had one of our very senior faculties at that time, and it was Lee Bhai, you know, and he was a very beautiful actor. He used to mime very well, and so he mimed a person in anger, and we can see ourselves. Just see the image of your own self in anger. And he actually mimed it out, you know, in slow motion, like you have in these movies. Someone just walking somewhere in slow motion. And so see yourself. It's very interesting. So through your mind's eye, go back to the image of yourself before you came here. Somewhere, maybe last week, or maybe this week, and see yourself in anger. And at that time, when you see yourself in slow motion, which he actually did it, you know, acted it out, what is the emotion you can see in the eyes, in the face of that person? Is it happiness or is it sorrow? Is it comfort or is it pain? Is it clarity or is it confusion, chaos? At that time, internally, that person is in pain, is in chaos, is weak, has somewhere fallen down from its original state of contentment, self-esteem. Maybe saying something, behaving something, which we feel is not right for this person. How can this person say like this? It's so unlike this person, sometimes we say. Because that person has fallen down. When someone just falls down in front of us, हम कहाँ चल रहे हैं, सीढ़ी से उतर रहे हैं, एक्सेलरेटर पर हैं, कोई ऐसे suddenly थोड़ा slip करता है तो हम क्या करते हैं? Immediately reflex action क्या है? Support करेंगे ना? So our support to this person is to be silent. To be silent and to send that, now we know what we need to do, to send that blessing, dua dena. Use the emotion on the right hand side, but also fill it with a blessing. Kal humne dekha na, diya. Hum sab, we are lights. Bhagwan ke diye hain, we are angels. To unko hum wo diya de, wo light de, wo vibration de. And so what happens after some time? Because mostly, whether it's anger or whether it's ego, it's like a ball game, no? So that person is saying something and I'm upset. So he said 10 words and I say 50, and then he says 100, and then I say maybe 200, and then he says 500, and then I say 1000. And then you choose to stop. And so what happens? We'll also stop. Why? The game is no longer enjoyable also now. Yes, stops, and then the vibration which you are giving. And that was what your aim was, no? When you were trying to tell him something. You wanted him to be calm and understand. And so at that time you can just be silent, and that's your support. And if that needs strength and courage. To get angry you don't need strength. Anyone can. Even the little baby. You don't need a lot of intelligence. You don't need a lot of strength. Yes, I'll come back. We'll come back to the questions. And for when we have that energy exchange, then we will be able to heal relationships and come back to harmony. Sahan shakti ke saath samane ki shakti chahiye. samani ki shakti, that is the power to accommodate, which we learn from the ocean. The ocean is able to take in everything. Yes, whatever we put, it takes in. All the rivers, it accepts, whether they are muddy, whether they are clean, whatever they are, it accepts. And what happens to the ocean? Like we have our Ganesh Visarjan in Mumbai, and the next day when you go to the seashore, yes? So it's so wise. It takes in, but it merges within. It holds only that what is meaningful, what is going to help it, what is useful. So the power to accommodate means the power to forgive, to let go. Important? Important. We've already seen that, to let go. Let go and forgive for whom? For that person or for me? Pakka? Kal pakka karaya aapko, phir jaane ke baad nahi kehna. Ki nahi nahi, wo vyakti ne aise kaha, isliye karna hai. Usko main nahi maaf kar sakta. Inko main maaf nahi kar sakta. Ya baar baar maaf karenge, to wo sanskar unka ban jayega. Pakka ho jayega na didi, sanskar hi ban jayega na unka. ठीक है, बन जाएगा, बन रहा है, लेकिन ओरिजिनल संस्कार. The supreme loves us so much, why? Whenever we connect with him, we only feel his love, his strength. Why? Because he sees us only as our original self, as our best version, and that's why he is able to love us so much. सागर है ना, हम किसके बच्चे हैं? सागर के बच्चे, दरिया दिल, बड़ी दिल. And so we find that वो harmony, one of our very senior दादीजी, maybe someone mentioned also because it's so beautiful. दादीजी very lovingly said, harmony, you know, she was our first administrative head after Brahma Baba, दादी प्रकाशमणि. And दादीजी ने कहा, harmony माना, मैंने हार मानी, आप जीते, harmony. कितना अच्छा है ना, अच्छा है ना, करेंगे ना, करेंगे ना. अब अगर आपने हार मान ली, आपके जीवन साथी के साथ ही चलिए, उनकी बात को स्वीकार कर लिया, कोई भी डिस्कशन होगा, उनकी बात को आपने स्वीकार कर लिया, उनकी बात मान लिया, हु वन एंड हु लॉस्ट, किसकी हार हुई? यू एक्सेप्टेड his or her idea, your life partner's idea. Who lost? No one. Koi to hara nahi. Ego har gaya. Aham har gaya. Ashanti har gayi. Dukh har gaya. Madbhed har gaya. Jeevan mein aane wali, aap dono ke jeevan mein aane wali, jo negative paristhitiyan thi, wo sab har gayi. Bimari har gayi. और कौन जीता? कौन जीता? आपका प्यार जीता, आपका संबंध जीता, आपका परिवार जीता, आपके बच्चे जीत गए, आपकी खुशी जीत गई, आपका स्वास्थ्य जीत गया. तो ये तो जीतना चाहिए ना, जीतना चाहिए ना, बच्चों को तो जीतना चाहिए ना. तो हार मानेंगे ना, हार मानेंगे ना, पक्का पक्का. आज ईश्वर के पास यहाँ ये संकल्प दे लेना और आप बहुत आगे बढ़ेंगे, बहुत सुखदायी जीवन, ऐसा सुखदायी जीवन जो स्वर्ग जैसा जीवन यहाँ ये अनुभव होगा. कुछ आपके विचार हैं, there are some thoughts which each one of you have, we can discuss that later, we'll just try to understand this so that we can complete it. और फिर हम देखते हैं सहन शक्ति और समाने की शक्ति हमें संबंधों को मजबूत बनाने में, to heal relationships, to bring us closer, especially in those relationships which sometimes we feel are not working and sometimes we feel are impossible. At least those which we connect with daily, because that we can't avoid. Our life partner, our children, our in-laws, you know, those, our bosses, our colleagues, we can't avoid. So constantly having that negative energy exchange is not doing good, no? To our health, to the relationship. so important for us to heal. And then we have this power to discriminate and discern, or discern, and the power to decide. The more the mind becomes peaceful, the mind learns the art to think less and to, you know, calm down, to think less and think right, think positive. Because you'll find whenever we have negative thoughts, what happens? जब गुस्सा आ रहा है तो क्या होता है? विचारों की स्पीड, बहुत सारे विचार, और स्पीड इतनी फास्ट, क्लैरिटी ऑफ थॉट बहुत कम. एक पेज में तीन चार शब्द आपने लिखे, दूसरा पेज भरा हुआ शब्दों से. इफ आई आस्क यू हाउ मेनी टाइम्स लेटर ए इज रिपीटेड इन बोथ, विच बिकम्स इजियर, वन विथ फोर वर्ड्स और थ्री फोर वर्ड्स. Less are the words, faster is your processing, discrimination, discerning. Less are our thoughts, processing is faster. Becomes easy, becomes natural. मन में जितने जरूरी विचार है, कम विचार मन जरूरी विचार, व्यर्थ और नेगेटिव का साइलेंस, और शुद्ध है उतना परख शक्ति. किसको परखना? समय को परखना. The time. I have to do something, but it needs to be the right time. When I need to speak in a meeting and when I need to be quiet. Important. I have the right idea, but when I need to share and when I need to just be quiet, and maybe choose an opportunity after the meeting to connect with someone. And maybe if I've been asked to give a feedback or asked to present, I need to speak. So when I need to use the power of tolerance and when I need to use the power to face, which we will see in future. With relationships, always the power to tolerate, taking a step behind. Yes, to allow the person to calm down. Jaise kehte hain, garam tawe par kahan pani tik sakta hai. So you may be offering a very good piece of advice, or maybe the reality, or maybe the right, the truth. But let the person calm down, no? It's important. And so we find that allowing myself to understand the situation, parakhna hai. Sambandho mein, we take a step behind, and in situations, someone not well in the family, suddenly there's illness, what do? Maybe we hear about this illness, we immediately start doing, start working towards it. Karma mein turant aate hain. Vahan sakshi nahi ho sakte. Vahan karma mein turant aana hai. We jump into the situation, that is try to understand, and then immediately start helping, supporting. Parakhna hai, tab hum sahi nirnay le sakenge. So some people have a challenge in discerning. So they immediately take decisions. Koi bhi baat aati hai, turant ye karna hai, wo karna. So we ask them to take some time to pause and discriminate, that is discern, that is become trikal darshi, weigh the three aspects of time. So discerning means going back into the past, learning my experiences, my present, what I'm planning, and in the future. Trikal darshi bankar nirnay lena. Important. So I should not be impulsive, not immediately take decision, but I should be decisive also. Yes, some people just keep thinking, understanding, gaining more and more information, but the courage to take a decision, important. Yes. And so when I take decisions, then in future I become responsible. But that process of decision making, we find that we need to have wisdom. So spiritual intelligence, which you are absorbing every day. So after you go back, you continue with your course and then continue with the daily spiritual study. And that will have personal signals for your personal situations. every day. Slowly and slowly from the daily spiritual study, you will be able to filter out and you will be able to understand what are the signals which the Divine Supreme is giving you personally to take decisions. And so we show the Goddess of Justice blindfolded, the scale. So blindfolded, that is, I'm not only seeing through my physical eyes, not only seeing the physical identity, but seeing everyone as a beautiful soul. Yes, this practice now which we have learnt, to see the middle of the forehead, the light. Yes, yesterday we saw the lights. We saw everyone having the candle. Now we will visualize the light. First, in our life path, every day we interact with them, we see the light. Then in our children, every day, in the morning, sending those blessings important, and every day seeing them, every interaction, every conversation, seeing the light, and seeing them as beautiful souls, their virtues, their qualities. Radhika Ben shared us with that list. And so now we know. And it's not one. These virtues are in unity. One comes, many come. And then having a balance. And so we find the scale. And we hold on the scale, we have a balance. Buddhi, buddhivano ki buddhi se jud jati hai. To jeevan mein santulan aa jata hai. When our intellect is connected with the Supreme, with the higher wisdom, with the divine intellect, we have a lot of clarity and balance. So we have a balance of the right brain thinking and the left brain thinking. Bhavana or Viveka Santulan. Important? Important. So we are loveful and yet we understand the rationality. The balance is there. Balance between self-esteem, yes, and between maybe acceptance, flexibility. So we find we are flexible with others and yet we have this determination, the self-esteem within ourselves. Yes, happy being myself, and with others we are very, very easy and open. So that balance is so important. Having ambition, moving forward, but a lot of deep contentment. Yes, being able to enjoy this moment here. Important. So I'm happy being here, contented. And yet, yes, there are plans for the future. I'll move ahead. So balance of both. Balance of correcting people. If your role needs that. But today we saw, and maybe I've already seen in the different sessions, that our children, our people will actually follow what we do. But still, if you need to correct, you need to forgive. Correction with forgiveness, important. If I keep holding on to their weaknesses and keep reminding them, it doesn't help. And so being responsible for my decisions which come in front of me in the form of situations. My karma coming in front of me, I have the courage to accept, face. One step of courage, multi-million fold of help from the Supreme. Himmate bachcha, madade khuda, madade pita. And this is our experience for so many years, no? Each one of us has had that experience. And so every day we remind ourselves lovingly that we are the children of the Supreme Parent. We are always with the higher Supreme, the Almighty Authority, Sarvashaktivan Pita Hamare Saath Hai. Master Sarvashaktivan Hai. We are the ones who are the embodiments of strength. And that courage, being in my own natural state of self-esteem and connection with the Divine, and then I start contributing. When I have the courage to remain in a powerful state of mind, remind myself of my true self, take care of myself, do that healing within, change myself, yes, not getting affected, being emotionally independent, and I have that courage, I am taking care of myself, what happens? I help my family, my life partner, my children, I start supporting them naturally. My thoughts, my state of mind, my feelings. We found how those left-hand emotions, when we create them, we are depleting ourselves and others. Sahyog dena hai. Sahyog dena hi sahyog ke adhikari banata hai. So we find that the story in this image talks about Govardhan Parvat, which the story goes as Krishna lifting it with one little finger. So everyone needs to just give that little support of taking care of themselves. And the finger has three parts. The first, I need to take care of myself and do it lovingly and naturally. So throughout the day, I keep seeing myself. So this little silent break which I have, every hour, a minute, traffic control, which we call here, I see myself. Connect myself with the Divine, take His blessing, shift myself. Yes, that's support. So I take charge of healing myself, empowering myself. Second, I become the giver. Giver for my family. Yes, I give them everyday blessings. Important, at least in the morning time. Yes, responsible, irresponsible parents, responsibility in different relationships, giving blessings. Even in the organization, every day, one of our very sweet Dadi Jeeves, Dadi Gulzar, she was talking to a group of people and she mentioned very lovingly, she said, Jisse milo, muskurak se milo, muskurakar milo, meet with a smile. Then Dadi ne kaha ki kuch mil rahe hain to kuch pilana bhi hai. Do meethe bol ka sharbat pilana. Ab pilaya hai to kuch khilayenge bhi. To dil khush mithai khilana. Khushi ki mithai. Sharing happiness with each other. That's support which I can give. And automatically then I am supporting the Supreme in this task of world change. We all want the world to change. But what am I contributing towards that? So the Divine has this task. Wo contract unka hai. Hame kaun sa contract de diya? Hame Paramatma ne kaun sa contract diya hai? Diya hai na? Yaha aapko diya na contract. Kaun sa? Self-change, self-care. Becoming an angel. And then we find we automatically become supporters. We become helpers of God. Khudai khidmatgar ban jate hain. The power to withdraw and the power to pack up. This is also a step for meditation and also a power. The power to remain introverted like the tortoise. So whenever I want, I come in activity. Whenever I want, I step back and take that little time with myself. To heal myself, to start talking to myself, to start chatting with myself, spending time with myself, to heal, to empower, to energize, and then I come back. Yes, so it comes as easy to me to be with myself. I enjoy my solitude. I take those little breaks with myself to talk to myself, to enjoy my company, and I come back. I take that moment to be with myself and reconnect to my Supreme Parent, to re-energize. Jab chahe man ko kuch samay ke liye pause kar sake. So it's like spiritual grammar, a pause for myself. And then also the power to pack up, to put a full stop, to let go. There are some situations which didn't work out, which I couldn't handle, which impacted me very, very negatively. Things happened out of my control, I let go. I learn, I let go. I surrender to the Divine. I put a full stop. Yes? And I'm ready for the present. This moment is mine. I can't change the past, but I can change tomorrow's past. This moment is mine, and what I do now impacts my future. you decided to come here days back, or maybe I'm sure weeks back. You planned and you're here. So your past decisions have enabled you to enjoy the present. The present, what decisions you make now, and please make them, because this environment will support you. The decisions you make now will impact you in your future. Yes, will create, help you to create that destiny of your future. So your present, you need to let go, put a full stop. Be with yourself, and there we find the remembrance of the Supreme gives us that power to put a full stop. Some things which we cannot accept, takes time. And also we find that there's a journey. Somewhere the stop also comes for this journey. It'll come. There was a beginning, so there has to be an end of this journey. Return ticket saath mein hai. Yahan se wapas jane ki bhi ticket hai. Aaj wo bhi jana hai aapko. Lekin life ki journey ki bhi return ticket hai. Hai? Waiting list par hai. Kabhi bhi confirm ho sakti hai, nahi? तो जब भी जाना है क्या लेके जाना है वो भी हमें बताया गया. क्या लेके जाना है? सिर्फ हमारे संस्कार, हमारे कर्म और आत्मा के अंदर जो आपको भरना है, जितनी शांति भरनी है, जितनी खुशी भरनी है, जो आप मेहनत करेंगे, whatever spiritual efforts you're going to put, all that is going to go with you. तो जो भी आप ये मेहनत कर रहे हैं या जो आप योजना बना रहे हैं, जो योर प्लानिंग फॉर योर फ्यूचर, ऑल दैट एफर्ट्स आर गोइंग टू गिव यू फ्रूट्स फॉर एवर. फॉर एवर यू कैन कैरी दैट विथ योर सेल्फ फॉर एवर. सो वो तैयारी भी हम कर लेते हैं. एंड देन वी अंडरस्टैंड द सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ द प्रेजेंट टाइम. कल हमने देखा कैसे हमने इस सृष्टि में जहां अंधकार है वहां में ये दिया बनना है. तो अंधकार कौन सा है इस समय? वो अशांति, वो दुख, परेशानी, जिसको हमने अपना रिलैक्सेशन समझा, उसी टूल से हमें ये सारी चीजों की जानकारी प्राप्त हो रही है. यस, एंड सो वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट द वर्ल्ड टुडे हैज दिस एक्सपीरियंस. और उसमें मुझे क्या बनना है? मुझे क्या बनना है? मुझे लाइट बनना है. आई एम लाइट. आई एम द लाइट ऑफ गॉड, द इंस्ट्रूमेंट ऑफ गॉड. तो हम वो जर्नी से गुजर चुके हैं जहां हम ये लाइट्स नेचुरली थे इन सत्यु. वी हैड गॉड्स ब्लेसिंग्स, वी वर विथ हिम इन, वी वर लाइक हिम, ऑल दोज वर्च्यूज एंड क्वालिटीज, हिज ब्लेसिंग्स विद अस. एंड फ्रॉम दैट वर्ल्ड We have come to this world. हम कहते हैं ना, ईश्वर को ये क्या दुनिया बनाई है आपने? ईश्वर ने बनाई या हमने बनाई? कोई भी चीज बनाई तो हमेशा अच्छी ही जाती है ना. कोई डिश बनाएंगे तो वो तो फ्रेश ही होगा. तो उस रूप से बहुत सुंदर बनाई और दी हमें. और आज हमने क्या बनाई? हम एक एक यहां जो बैठे हैं रिस्पॉन्सिबल हैं, है ना? रिस्पॉन्सिबल है. अपने आप को ही हम देखते हैं, नहीं, बॉडी कॉन्शियस में ले आए. जो आज आत्मा का परिचय प्राप्त करना भी काफी नहीं है, उसका प्रूफ भी चाहिए. और फिर हम देखते हैं कि परमात्मा हमें ये समय की स्मृति दिला रहा है. ही गिव्स अस द सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ दिस मोमेंट, दिस टाइम वेयर वी आर इन दिस ट्रांजिशन, ट्रांजिशन फ्रॉम a stage of where we were completely body conscious to a stage of being completely soul conscious, where we were always a seeker, asking. So these virtues were not unknown to us, peace, love, happiness, but we were seeking them. I was seeking love, moving into different relationships, seeking love. But now we are moving into the role of a giver, giving these virtues to the world, a deity soul, from human consciousness to a deity. So this is the time when the Supreme brings that transformation in the world and enables us to bring that transformation within ourselves. So he becomes a guide. He becomes our daily guide, daily friend. helping us to move from this awareness of the present, where we are in our physical role, responsibilities attached to so many things, which we say we are humans, so it's okay, no? To get angry, oh, we are humans, no? So from that human consciousness, he takes us gently moving towards our best version, our perfect version, which is deity consciousness. When someone is displaying a very beautiful virtue, a quality, he supports us in a very difficult moment. We say, ye to farishta hai mere liye. Ye to Bhagwan ka bheja hua farishta, ye to devta hai. We say that? We say that or we feel that? Yes? And so, the divine is moving us towards that consciousness. So this is that time. Swastika, swaki, sthiti ka darshan dilane wala. So this cycle, which is divided by swastika, and it's written shubh labh. It is shubh because it gives us the awareness of the present moment. And labh kya hai? Because we are moving towards the future. Raat ka samay to pura ho raha hai. Ab kahan ja rahe hai? Every night we know that tomorrow. You know, some of us prepare ourselves for the day, especially like in busy cities like Mumbai, you have to make everything ready, na? Subah ki dress, ye sab kuch. Kai baar behne hum dekhte hai morning, utte hai to thoda sa sabji kaat bhi lete hai, ye sab cheeze bhi kar lete hai. To isliye we are ready, getting ready for the future, for golden age. And this is the moment of dawn. Where the light is coming, where we need to bring that light in our personal life first. And then we become that instrument of God, angel of God. And so we find this is the time when meditation becomes not only something which you practice, but it becomes a way of life. Rajyogi jivan banate. So here every day in our daily spiritual study, the Supreme lovingly reminds us that hamara jivan, yogi jivan hai. So yogi doesn't mean wearing white. And all these volunteers which you have, all of them wear your dresses only, colored dresses when they go back and work. This is our uniform, that is your uniform. That suits the role which you have, this suits our role. They wear white when they come in this environment. Because this dress just reminds us of our connection with the divine, that peace, the purity, which is our true nature. So yogi jivan arthat, where I remind myself of my original self. Antar ki divyata, swachita. And then I see the transformation slowly. This transformation, this shift becomes slowly and slowly felt by me and seen by others. And dhire dhire, first it will be seen by our family. Wahan test aayegi. Aapko yaad karaya jayega. Aap meditation ke liye gaye the na? Fir abhi aap kyun gussa kar rahe? Wahan yahi sikhaya tha. Itne 5 din ke liye aap gaye the wahan. Nahi, aapko yaad karaya jayega. Hamare paas parents aate hain, unke chote bacche bhi aate hain. To hamare children camps hote hain. Abhi honge. To bacche ek baar children camp mein aa gaye, unhone samajh liya. Fir to bas. फिर घर में टीचर डैडी मम्मी आपको मैं आपको ये सिखाते हैं हमें तो ये कहा गया था मैं दीदी को बताऊंगा कि दीदी को बताऊंगा कि आपने मुझे डांटा सो वी फाइंड दैट देन दैट लिली टेस्ट विल कम बट लविंग रिमाइंडर्स विल कम टू यू आल्सो फ्रॉम द डिवाइन एंड सो दैट जॉय ऑफ बीइंग विथ द सुप्रीम इज सो ब्यूटिफुल लेट अस एक्सपीरियंस दैट अगेन. That beautiful connection, the quality of our life as a Rajyogi. Rajyogi jivan bitana, arthat sada parmatma ke saath apna jivan bitana. 1 minute, 1 second, 1 breath, we cannot move away. Every moment, every breath, we are with the loving parent, loving father, whichever relationship you enjoy. मन को स्व की तरफ दिशा देते हैं. वी अलाउ आवर माइंड टू जेंटली रिकनेक्ट विद द इनर लाइट, द ब्यूटिफुल diamond. I, the being of peace, enjoying being myself, enjoying my true nature of calmness, of sweet stillness within, of feeling light, relaxed. And as I enjoy this calmness, I reconnect to my Supreme Parent. I enter the world of light, my spiritual home, through my mind's eye. I visualize this world of light as a large expanse of soft golden red light. I, this beautiful light, in an aura of silence and peace. And as I come closer to the Supreme Light, my inner eye sees the Father, Shiv Baba, as the incorporeal Supreme, Nirakar Jyotirbindu Swarup, the Supreme Light, the form similar to me, I similar to him, this beautiful light shining, and yet the Supreme is the ocean, the glory of the Divine. His unlimited peace, His pure selfless love, flowing towards me. And as I absorb God's energy, His unlimited love fills my mind and heart with deep love, a sense of deep protection, abundance of love, this deep sense of contentment, where I know that God belongs to me. He is my very close, loving parent, friend. He is mine. This loving ownership of the Supreme Father makes this relationship so close and pure. And as I experience His energy healing me, His strength filling the gaps, I lovingly surrender my personal plan for self-change, for self-growth, many things which I have written down in my diary. I lovingly talk to the Supreme. This heart-to-heart conversation where I share all my thoughts, my plan with Him, and I ask Him to fill His love, His blessings, His strength. And I know it will become my reality. Having this deep faith and trust in my own self, feeling God's blessings with me, the Supreme lovingly telling me, you are a victorious soul. The parent lovingly applying the tilak of victory, giving me his blessings, his strength, and promising me to always be there to support me at every step. Feeling blessed, allowing God to be my companion, my loving friend, my beloved, my strength. I come back to my present. I come back to this hall, and I gently become aware of my surroundings. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So the more we learn, the more we realize that what we knew was so less, isn't it? And jinko janne ke liye atma ko parmatma ko logon ne hazaron saal ki tapasya ki, usko ek ghante, do ghante, teen ghante mein to jana sambhav nahi hai. So you definitely, whatever you are listening, is just the tip of the iceberg. You definitely have to go back, go to the center and understand it deeply. But as of now, let's take a break for breakfast. And to remind you, yesterday some of you did take the benefit of the recordings, but not many. So we still have the Sevadharis over there in the garden in front of Baba's room, the meditation dome. And they will be there till 9:30. And that's the time that our next class starts. It will be of Shivani Ben again. So we have to come back early. So if you can manage giving bites and having breakfast, please take a chance. Thank you.